advertising. This year, I surpassed $100 million in net worth at age 32. And if you're from the future, that's in 2022 US dollars, which, much to my dismay, came with no flyers, no awards, no parades. I'm still 2,000 times poorer than the richest man in the world. My life is pretty much the same. I'm still the same height, married to the same woman, and graying faster than when I was poor. In these pages, I share the skills responsible for the bulk of my material success. I did it all using the advertising methods in this book. I left nothing out. This isn't a book of theories or armchair analysis. This is a book built on what worked for me, and I wrote it hoping it'll work even better for you. To answer a question I got after releasing my first book, why do your books look like they're written for kids? The answer is simple. My books must be books I would read, and I have a short attention span. As such, I liken my reading preferences to that of a child. Short in length, simple in words, and with lots of pictures. These books are my attempt to do that. $100 Million Leads is about getting strangers to show interest in the stuff you sell. And once I transfer that skill to you, it's your turn to use it. With that out of the way, let's get rich, shall we? Pro tip, faster, deeper learning by reading and listening at the same time. Here's a life hack I stumbled on years ago. If you listen to an audiobook and read the physical book or ebook at the same time, you read faster and remember more. You store the contents in more places in your brain. Nifty stuff. This is how I read most books worth reading. I also do both because I struggle to stay focused. If I listen to the audio while reading, it helps me avoid zoning out. It took me 2 days to record this book out loud. I did it, so if you struggle like me, you don't have to anymore. If you want to give it a try, go ahead and grab the alternative version that you don't have in your hands right now or listening to right now to see for yourself. I hope you find it as valuable as I have. I figured I'd put this hack early on. This way you'd have a chance to do it if you found the first chapter valuable enough to earn your attention. Pro tip, hack for finishing books. I get distracted easily, so I need little tricks to keep my attention like this one. This one helps me a lot. Finish chapters, don't stop in the middle. Completing a chapter gives you positive reinforcement. It keeps you going. So if you meet a tough chapter, finish it so you can start fresh on the next one. How I got here. Hope is being able to see the light despite all the darkness. Desmond Tutu. March 2017. I felt hurried taps on my shoulder while working at my desk. It was Layla, my then girlfriend and business partner. What's up? You all right? We have a problem, she said. What now? I thought. Look at this. She shoved a stack of books out of the way to make room for her laptop. What am I looking at? I squinted. A disaster. She ran her fingers down the screen to direct my gaze. -$99, -$499, -$499, -$299, -$399, -$499, -$499. Every other number was more than my rent. What are these? She started scrolling. Refunds. All of them. From the two gyms we launched last month. Wait, how? Why? She scrolled more. I got lots of weird texts last night from members we sold at the Kentucky gym. I guess the owner stood up on a chair and told everyone to refund and go home. He didn't want to deal with all the new customers. That's insane, I said. She was still scrolling. Yeah, and the other gym owner told his new customers he would take them for half the price if they asked for refunds from us and then paid him instead. Wait, what? They can't do that, I said. Well, they did. She scrolled faster. The numbers blurred. Have you called them? That's not allowed in the agreement, I said. Yeah, I know. They're ignoring my calls. I put my hand on hers. The refund waterfall froze in place. Hundreds of droplet-sized reminders of how much I sucked. How bad is this? How many refunds? Just cutting profits? Or enough to go negative and owe money? I tried to keep my voice steady. I failed. Layla paused before answering. It's 150 grand. The number hung in the air. We won't be able to pay my friends. Their faces flashed through my mind, and the little hope I had drained from my chest. A month earlier, I got her friends to quit their jobs for this. Now I had to tell them I didn't have the money to pay them. She continued, we can't sell our way out of this either. It'll just create more refunds to deal with, and we're out of money. Her eyes met mine, looking for answers she deserved. I had nothing. I felt sick. A year earlier, I was good at getting leads for my gyms. I scaled to 5 locations in only 3 years. My claim to fame was opening my gyms at full capacity on the first day. So I opened as many as I could, as fast as I could. My fast pace started getting attention. I got asked to speak at a conference about my advertising method. To me, though, I didn't think my process was special. I figured everyone was doing it. So I walked through my presentation, hoping I wasn't boring the audience. They were silent. The moment I stepped off stage, a mob formed around me. They hurled questions at me, left and right. I could barely keep up. They even followed me to the bathroom. I felt like a celebrity.